case, please.
Who seconded that one?
Brent.
Brent, thank you.
Excuse me.
Our next case this evening is 12,163 Mount Olivet Brethren Church seeks a special use exception to operate a daycare facility under Section 115-23 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Shortley Road, approximately 1,388 feet north of Hartsgravel Road, Route 20. The 911 address is 28096 Shortley Road, Georgetown. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 133, Map 14, Parcel 13.01. Staff would note that we received zero letters of support, one letter of opposition, and one mail return. The letter of opposition that we received was from the actual property owner, which reads, to whom it may concern. This is in regard to case number 12,163, in which a public hearing was scheduled for July 9th, 2018 at 7 p.m. When I originally brought up the idea with my church of permitting a daycare on our facility operated by Gloria Matos, I sensed some apprehension due to the fact that this was something very new to them. But I did not sense that they were completely opposed to the idea. However, when I discussed the idea further with them one Sunday and asked each one if they would support the use of a daycare on our facility, they all said no. In Brethren churches, pastors cannot make major church decisions without the support of the majority of the congregation. Since that support does not exist, then I have to withhold any support for an adjustment to allow a daycare facility to operate on our church property. I'm sorry for any inconvenience that this may have caused. I've also informed Ms. Matos of this decision, and I thank you for understanding of the situation. Sincerely, Jerry Fike, pastor, Mount Olivet Brethren Church. We received this letter this afternoon, or today, regarding this application.
I think with that in mind, it becomes, and I don't know if there's anybody here for that application, but it seems to me like it's maybe treated as one where it's almost a motion to withdraw it, even though it's within the, you know, not within 2 days. You have a right to, if you believe there would be, I guess, just cause, you could withdraw. You could allow for the withdrawal of the application in this case, since the property owner has withdrawn his consent.
Right.
Or its consent to the application.
That'd be good to let them, that would.
Because I know that's one of the elements that we require, is that the property owner consent to any use on their land. So the board could treat it in that fashion if you wish, or if you wish to hear it, you could do that as well. Obviously, this letter didn't come in with enough time to pull it off the agenda.
Well, I can ask and see if there's anyone here in opposition or in favor, and if not, then we could just make a motion.
See if there's an applicant.
I don't see an applicant here, so.
Okay. There doesn't appear to be anybody here, Mr. Chairman.
No.
So.
Doesn't seem to be.
It may make sense to, treat it as a withdrawal, because if it's a denial, that would preclude a similar application for a year. Whereas if it was a withdrawal, and maybe if the church changed their mind, it would allow for them to come back.
Mm-hmm. That would be good.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Ms. McGee that we allow case number 12,163 to be withdrawn at this time. All those in favor of that motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Again, Ms. McGee?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 12,163 is withdrawn at this time.